Let's open our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 4. Put your finger on that spot and let's go. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Therefore, we're buried with him by the baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, so shall we also walk in newness of life. We have been talking about being born again of blood covenant, and amazingly, we are on episode 21. We've been having a wonderful time as we have purposefully taken scriptures that we all know and love, and we examine the elements of blood covenant. So be sure to subscribe to these notifications so that you can follow along as well. And we have some information that's available to you. Now, we see that blood, water, spirit represents the elements of blood covenant. And in these elements, they are what is called the witness of God. We saw that in our verse-by-verse commentary in 1 John 5. You can get those podcasts on these same places with the study notes as well. But these elements are what God uses as his will to reveal his way. For example, blood makes one with the Godhead. And in that place of being made as one, the blood is an eternal fountain that, as a disciple, simply acknowledges that they're one, and an eternal fountain that creates, shapes, forms, establishes not only where we are, but what we're going to be. That's why blood cuts. And because of that, it's shaping, forming, creating in secret. So blood creates in secret. It is the substance of things hoped for. The elements of blood covenant is the faith of God. That's why when we're born again, we're born of faith, or the substance of things hoped for, the substance of things created, the substance of things not yet to appear through blood. We got this faith thing all wrong, from the outside looking in rather than from the viewpoint of the finished works of God in Christ through the lost art of the cross. From that position of rest, blood not only makes one, creates, shapes, forms, gives substance to what is created, but blood is the door that opens up an impartation of what has been created to be revealed And blood, what comes out of blood is not only the substance that's created, but what comes out and revealed is revealed by water or life. And we learned last time around that life, this water is what fills the temple or our flesh. It's the means of transportation that takes what's in secret and makes it manifest in our flesh, our body. Why? Because we are the body of Jesus, and all things are made by him, all things are created by him, all things are framed by him. So blood creates, shapes, forms, substance, but water comes out of the blood to reveal what has been created. Listen, if there's no water, there's no life. And if there's no life, the third element, which is spirit, cannot take of the Father and reveal through blood and life through Jesus. That's why I love blood covenant. So here we see that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, you see, each part of the Godhead has a work. And here we see one of those works, and we don't want to get into all that right now. That's what our advanced school of blood covenant, our Google Classroom, is all about, is advanced for right now. But I want us to see in the raising up, or in the appearing of, this is where we walk in newness of what? Life. Isn't that good? So blood causes, remember I said, what was created in secret to be revealed or raised up, to come out of secret and appear in public. The blood produces, the blood causes to appear only through water. And this water is what not only raises up what is made in secret, but constructs, causes to become public. Come out of obscurity, to be able to stand. Oh, how we've heard the scriptures, when you've done all that you know to do, stand, stand therefore. See, the word stand means to relate, to release liquid, or the elements of blood covenant. Your purpose of being raised in life, in the water of life, is that you will be able to allow the blood to release out of you this newness of life. Isn't that good? It's released only by the Spirit, what takes of the Father. Because the blood bears record how you stand. The blood bears evidence of the life that you rely upon the Spirit of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit were out of time already. But this is so amazing to me, that this wonderful work of blood covenant, of being raised in the likeness of life, is the place where the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God is at work in your life. That's the place of anointing. When we find ourselves living in blood covenant, we find ourselves living a life of overcoming victory. Thanks for listening in today and putting your finger right there with me to read these scriptures as we steal away in the secret place. Thank you for subscribing to help get these messages out. Thank you for sharing them in your secret place. Amen. I'm Sister Laura.